Okay, let's see here. Dee, if you can get your question in, we can get back to you after the top of the hour, ma'am, but we're coming close to the end here of the first hour. So what's on your mind, ma'am?
Thank you, Dr. Wright. I've heard you talk about a product called nattokinase, about for using it to break down blood clots. And I have one in one of my legs. It's not a deep vein. One, I had a Doppler or a test, and so they're having me take two full-strength aspirin twice a day, elevating 24/7 with moist heat pad.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, the aspirin's going to keep the platelets from sticking together as easy, and that's a good idea when you got a clot. And the elevation is a good idea, too. But you can hear that music, and we'll come back, both of us, I hope, after the top of the hour. And yes, we'll review what nattokinase can do for you, as well as one other kinase that's out there in the market. So hang in there, ma'am.
Thank you.
Are you still there, Dee? Did you manage to hang on?
No, I'm here.
Yes, ma'am.
You're talking about the nattokinase?
You bet. We'll definitely get to that right now. All right. Well, the nattokinase has been around for a while. It's extremely well researched over in Japan. Of course, no research and no interest in it here in our country because you can't patent this stuff. I know I keep saying that, but isn't it a shame, Dee, that our so-called health care system has to be powered by patents and not by what's good for people? Oh, well, that's me talking. Okay, so after I put that in my newsletter, which was over 10 years ago, almost a year later, I got a letter from a woman who wrote from Arizona. She said, I read that about nattokinase, and I had a clot that extended from my ankle to my groin. And guess what? She'd been given the same instructions you have. Take some aspirin, keep the leg elevated. But she decided she really did not want to be in that shape for the rest of her life with this clot from her ankle to her groin. So she got the nattokinase. Natto, by the way, is a soy cheese. It's been eaten in Japan probably as long as it's been Japanese, but the records go back 2,000-3,000 years. And the kinase, all that means is it moves things. Well, it sure does. It's an enzyme. What does it move? Nattokinase likes to eat clots. It doesn't eat anything else. So, for example, if anyone who does not have a clot takes a nattokinase or two, 100 or 200 units, which are the usual quantities, it'll just float around the bloodstream. And if there's no clot anywhere to eat, after a while, it just fades away. And the rest of the body cleans it up. No kidding. That's all it does. It floats around the bloodstream doing nothing. But if there happens to be a clot, it chews at the edges of it. Now, there has not yet been a report of anybody having nattokinase tear loose a clot and it traveled to somewhere. That's not in the Japanese research literature, and I haven't seen it in anything published here in the States either. What this lady said is it took her 5 months of taking this stuff. Now, if a person is getting a clot acutely, then taking it on a rigid schedule of every 3 to 4 hours around the clock is really a pretty good idea until they know it's cleared, because we want to clear up those acute ones before they do travel. But she didn't have to do that because it was just stuck there, apparently. That's what her doctors told her. So she took it every 3-4 hours while awake, and 5 months later, she went back to her doctor. The clot was gone. So it is possible, very definitely possible, to clear out clots with nattokinase. Usually it's sold in 100 and 200 IU units. And again, as it's quite safe, I'd take the higher amount if it were me. If you want to double check this with your doctor, you can. Chances are they never heard of it. So the thing to do is check with the doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, who will have heard a lot about it, ma'am.
Is it safe to take along with aspirin? I mean, should you not take them together?
No, there's no reason why not. Because remember, the nattokinase doesn't eat aspirin, and the aspirin doesn't adversely affect the nattokinase. The nattokinase just says, oh, there's a clot over there. I think I'll chew on that. And that's it.
Yeah, so there aren't other side effects from the natto product.
There has never been a reported side effect from nattokinase.
Yeah, so it sounds like you have to take it for several months, and then you have to go do another ultrasound or something.
Unless you have some other way of knowing, you're clear, ma'am. And most of the time you don't have that other way of knowing. You would have to do another ultrasound, yes.
So it's so you need to take that several times a day, the higher amount, the 200 international
ma'am. Yes, one does have to do that to get it to clear, because having it in the bloodstream most of the time is going to clear it better than having it in the bloodstream less of the time. As I said, the good part is that nobody's reported an adverse effect. Nobody's reported a clot traveling. And by the way, if that had happened, you better believe that Los Federales would be all over the health food stores for selling that dangerous stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Then this is a peripheral one. It's not a deep vein clot. So
doesn't matter where they are. If the bloodstream can reach it, the nautokinase will reach it.
Uh-huh. Are there other beneficial things for varicose vein? Because that's standing on hard surfaces for many years. I'm not overweight or don't have diabetes or anything like that. It's the standing on hard surfaces for many years has done it for me.
Yes. Well, if you mean for trying to strengthen those veins so they don't get a clot again, there are a couple, three things to think about. One, over in Europe, you can't buy botanicals over the counter. You got to get a prescription. And the most widely prescribed prescription for strengthening veins is called, no kidding, butcher's broom. I didn't make that name up. That's just what it's called. The second thing is hawthorn. Now, hawthorn has a long tradition in the U.K., back about 500 years, for strengthening blood vessels and the heart. So I kind of like that one. And then last thing is, oh, gee, you're a woman. And excuse me, I'm sorry, how old are you, ma'am?
I'm 74.
All right. If someone were to check your testosterone levels at age 74 for a lady, and this is not just you, it's typical for any woman age 74,
mm-hmm.
In some cases, they couldn't find them. And if they can find them, they're usually rather on the low side compared to many other women. And by the way, the range of normal for women in just about all the labs is quite a broad one. It will go from 5 or 6 all the way up to 30. But women 74 usually come in at 1, 2, 3, or 0, something like that. So is it safe for a woman to use a little bit of testosterone? Well, better talk with a doctor who knows what they're doing with bioidentical hormones, because, of course, the other hormones should be there, too. But here's the reason I'm bringing it up. Veins are muscles.
Right.
And what some people have found, particularly ladies I talk with, is if they rub some of the testosterone right over the veins that are bulging out,
mm-hmm.
well, they can see some difference. It does take weeks to months, but they can see some difference.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Oh, so you can buy the, can you buy that over the counter?
Oh, no. If you could buy it out in the over the counter, you might rush right out in the street and sell it to an Olympic athlete who could run faster. At least that must be the reasoning behind why it's a controlled substance. Like, I'm not kidding you. It's a controlled substance like heroin and opioids and stuff like that. So you can only get it on prescription.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds good. I appreciate the information. I really recognize how valuable your help is.
Well, thank you for saying so, ma'am. I just wanted to get the word out, and I encourage everybody who listens to the program, if they hear something that might apply to a friend, neighbor, or relative, or something like that, tell them. And then,
I do.
Okay. And then, of course, always check with your doctor, especially if you've got one who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. So
yes, I do. Thank you.
Yay.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Wright.
You're welcome, ma'am.